Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Zayin, and today's shiur is sponsored by David and Fagi Meisels in honor of their daughter's marriage, Devorah, to Eitan Rosenberg of Wesley Hills. May they be zocha to build a bias Neman be Yisrael. Mazel tov to the entire Meisels family. Okay, Mem Vav Amabez. A couple lines up from the bottom, V'amar Rav, as we continue here in Perek Elu Trefis, which is all about various inyanim of what makes an animal a trefa, what makes an animal a kshera, what's chaya, what's ena chaya. Again, a lot of mitzius and a lot of misora, but again, along the way, as every daf has, various shas inyanim that come up, as we will touch on. So we will start a couple lines up from the bottom, V'amar Rav. Hani tarti unye, the srichan lahadadi. These two lobes of the that are connected to each other, the srichan lahadadi, that are adhered to, there's an adhesion between them. So les lahu bedika. There's no bedika that could be done because we assume that there were punctures and that's why there was air and that brought these two parts together. And that's why it's psul. Rashi says, sircha zu machmas nekev hiba. This sircha, this adhesion is because of a nekev that was there. And we learned a nekev in either of these pipes are trefa. And Rashi explains, shemitok shehareya sho'eves kol minei mashke, v'amashke nasa'a betocha, liquid goes in, and moisture goes in, and it becomes thick, and it develops some type of scab, and as we learned, scabs are not okay, even if there is a closure now, but this type of sign is, there are these blisters, together, so that's what, or a, adhesion together, so less lubadika. V'lo amran elo shelo kitzidron. This is only if they are connected, the ones that are not supposed to be connected, these lobes. Shelo kitzidron, they're not consecutive, right? So parts that are stuck together aren't supposed to be stuck together. Aval kitzidron, hainu revisayu. But if they are kisidron, then this is considered the normal way. And somebody considered the normal way, they're stuck together, but that's okay, because that's exactly what it's supposed to be. Hainu Rivisayu. So Hainu Rivisayu is a principle that comes up not only in Hilchos Trefes, as it comes up here. There's a difference. The same exact physical connection between the two. But if it's supposed to be there, it's fine. If it's not supposed to be there, it's not fine. And again, this comes up in many areas of Halacha. In Hilchos Shabbos, for example, Shabbos Daf Kuf Chesam and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Hai man de talash pitra mi unye de chatzva. If somebody detaches someone's tolesh moss from the handle of a kli, right? There was moisture there and there was a moss growing there. So if somebody detaches it, Machai Mishim Okar Davar Migidulo. So that's Okar Davar Migidulo. What's the root malacha, the definition of kotzer, of harvesting on Shabbos? Detaching something from the where it grows. That's Okar Davar Migidulo. So if somebody takes moss off of a kli, so then that's kotzer. So he asked the Gemara, but one second, but didn't we learn? Masav Rav Oshia, hatolesh me'atzitz nakuv chayiv v'she'eno nakuv pater. If somebody is tolesh from an atzitz she'eno nakuv, from a flower pot that is does not have a hole in it, pater. What's that? And what's the difference? Right? It's not mechubel karka exactly. So this is also not mechubel karka, the moss. Answer, hasam lav hainu revise. Hacha hainu revise. Another place where that principle comes up. Is it normal? Where is it normal to grow? It's not derek zriya to grow an atzitz she'eno nakuv. And therefore, that's not considered okar davar mi gidulo, from its normal place of growth. Masha'enke, when it comes to the moss growing on the kli, that's where a moss grows. And therefore, that's hainu revise. Another fascinating area where this comes up is in Yevamos. Yevamos daf ayin ches, where the Gemara there discusses a convert, a female convert that's pregnant. Says the Gemara, nachris mu'uberesh en izgaira, bina ein sarach tvila. Does not need tvila. When she converted, he wasn't born yet, but he was conceived by Giyusan, and now she went to the mikvah when she was pregnant. So says the Gemara, Tfila, my ain't Sarah Tfila. Vechitem and Bishop the Rebbe Yitzchak. And if you want to say, you don't need Tfila because of Rebbe Yitzchak, Dom Rebbe Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, Rubo, Makwadalav Chotzeitz, Rubo Shina Makwadalav, Eno Chotzeitz, then Baha, Amar of Kanalo, Shonala Rubo, Vakula Chotzeitz. Here, the whole baby is inside the mother. Not one drop of water is touching the baby. Right? So why would that Tfila work? Answer, shiny ubar, dahainu revise. Different Falav chatzitzahi. And therefore it's not a chatzitza. So what does that sound like? It sounds like the tefillah works, but doesn't sound like the baby doesn't need tefillah. It sounds like tefillah works, but, you know, in this type of tefillah, he's in the normal place where he's supposed to be, inside the mother, and therefore, it's okay. Hayinu revise. Rashi says, v'lav chatzitzahi. And therefore, it's not a chatzitza. It's pretty amazing. So what does that mean? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, there in Yevamos. If you look in the Numuki Yosef, on Tezayin Man Aleph of Dafi Arif, the Numuki Yosef discusses, another sugya in the Rishonim, and that is in terms of the order. We know one needs Mila, a male, needs Mila and Tevila by Geirus. Is there a difference what order that's done in? What the difference is, the Mila have to be done before the Tevila, or does it really make a difference? So Tosfos earlier, Tosfos in the Masechta there discusses the order, and Tosfos says, on Mem Zayin Amid Beis, all the way in the Geirus Sugyas, Tosfos says, Matvila Nosom Miyad, Mashma Shamila Kodem Tevila. Sounds like the Mila should be before the Tevila. Kidda Amar, Ein Gerat Sheyamo V'Yitbol. Mila should be first. Ask Tosfos, V'Tema. But one second. Our Gemara that we just read says that the Tevila for the baby could work, based on the mother, because Hayne Revisei. Obviously, the baby didn't get a bris mila yet, right? So obviously, the tefillah works before the mila. V'tema damar b'ha'ar el mu'berash in his gaira, b'na ein sarach tefillah. V'amari, d'shayni hasam, da'akati lochazi l'mila. In Achinami, mila is done before tefillah. Oh, but in a case where it's impossible to do the mila before the tefillah, then you can do the tefillah before the mila. So Tosfos says, Tosfos holds to his shita, that mila needs to be before tefillah where it is possible. But if it's impossible to do the mila before the tefillah, then you can do the tefillah first. So in that discussion, the Muki Yosef on this later daf discusses the order issue, and then he says, discusses also about tefillas kelim and agolas kelim. He gets that comparison. Rabban says the order is not ma'akev. You can do tefillah first. What's his raya? The case of Mubarish and his gaira. Don't tell me, oh, that's an exception because it's impossible. No, that proves the rule, says the Ramban. That if you do tefillah first, it's okay. Afila madaber uber yalav yachimahu v'chei katzuk sas v'nev afarshim. Aval ha-ra'a docha raya zu. The ra'a is docha this raya. What does the Gemara mean when it says hainu revise by the baby, by the vlad, that the mother went to the mikvah? The shiny hasam, the kishu b'mea imo, eno ben mila v'hari hu kinekeva. Wow. The sagila tefillah. At the moment that the mother who is pregnant goes into the mikvah, so her baby does not have the status of a baby boy yet. Doesn't have the status yet because there's no chiyuv mila, at least regarding this specific issue. You're going to tell me it's going to, does it relate to the rokeach issue? The rokeach quoted in the Shachin Yeredeya, could a pregnant Ashes Kohen go into a cemetery? Is the considered a baby boy yet, possibly? Rather, the sex fake of that rokeach. But the Numuki Yosef here says, until the baby is born, so he's kinekeva legabe the chiyuv amila. There's no chiyuv amila, yes, all there is tefillah. Ukshinolad umalanoso, eino ela, kemosha malin Yisrael, shehu arel. Is this mila a mila shel geirus or a mila shel Yehudi? Machlokas Rishonim, right here. Wow. De balav haki nami Yisraelu. Hakol shetzarech mila b'shas geiruso in kad matfila tefila lamila chozer v'tovel. No, the Ra'a says it can be ma'akev. Machlokas Ra'a, the Ramban, Tosfos, but it all starts with a Gemara that says if a pregnant woman goes to convert, her baby does not need tefillah because hainu revise, similar to what the Gemara says here. If you have two lungs, two lobes of the lungs that are supposed to be together, they're consecutive, so then if they're stuck together, that's fine. That's not a trefa, that's hainu revise. It's only if they're not consecutive would we think it is a problem. Yeah, there's many others, maybe one other. And then we'll continue. There's an Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, in a number of pieces, discusses the issue here in Simen Pei Dalid. Simen Pei Dalid, he discusses the issue of tiny little bugs. Tiny little worms, tiny little bugs. Aruch HaShulchan elsewhere discusses that if you need a microscope to see them, it's not going to be a problem of shrotzim. Right? It's Chuchis Magdalis. Maybe it means just a magnifying glass. But that's what he says even earlier. He says, Simen Pei Dalid, Oschaf. It's a much quoted Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan here says, Vida, de'elu azvuvim haktanim, hanoflim me'avir, latoch hamayim, nisharim bi isuram. Vlohuta rakatalom shen ishavo me atzmon ba mayim o me ayayin. Okay, it might depend from where it comes from. But then, let me just find the paragraph that I wanted to quote here. Yesh bi shakasa b'shem chachmei ateva. Ta miskakel b'zchuchis ha-magdeles. Shekorin spektivi. Yireh. B'chometz. Mole toloim. I think this means a microscope. Right, if you'll see it full of bugs, full of worms. Everything we drink, there's bugs floating around the air, there's bacteria, we wouldn't drink anything. Lefiza Echano Shosemayim, Shari Elu Abruim, Nishavu Bimakoram, Amnam Ha'emes, Deloasra Torah, Mashainar Ayin Sholatespo. If you can't see it, don't worry about it. There are sometimes certain vegetables that if you look, you can see it. Right? You can't just like not look. But if one can look and then not see it, but you need physical aids in order to see it, that's not cool. That's Ainain or Sholatespo. Tulonina Torah, Lomalachim. Dim Kain, Harikama, Meachokrim, Kasu, Shagam, Kol Ha'avir, Humale, Bruim, Dakim, Menadakim, Ukshadam Poseach Piv, Bolea, Kama Mehem. Right, you can't open your mouth. Elavadai, Hevel Yifsepiem. Viaf, Im Kain, Hu, Kivashin Ha'ain, Sholate Bohem, Lav Klumu. Anam Kam Shain, Yacholeros, Avilanegra Shemesh. So that would be required. But what does this have to do with us? Because if you look a few Se'ifim later, so he quotes, Adkan, he's talking about flour here. The lav hainu revise. This lashon that comes up from our Gemara, right? If you have a bug that comes from the outside, again, this sounds like Gemara we discussed last week, a couple of days ago with spontaneous generation. Again, he discusses where is it normal? Is it normal for it to be here or not? Right? What about blood? Even blood. Blood inside the mouth doesn't have the status of blood yet. Hainu revise. Before it comes out. When it comes out, then if I have a cut inside my mouth, I don't have to make myself crazy and keep spitting out. If I have a cut, okay, so even if I swallow it, that's not the Isra of Dam yet. Only if it comes out, so then that's not the natural place where it is, and therefore it's different. So that's Rava's statement about the different lobes of the body, and therefore it would be a chilek between whether they're supposed to be together or not. Good. We continue now. V'yama Rava. Rava has a lot to say about in Yoni Trefis here. Hani tarte bue de smichi lahadadi les luhubadikusa. Again, these types of bubbles that are smichi lahadadi that are connected to each other. Right? Rashi says again, kim le Rava dein smuchos alamachmas nekev shahaya bereya. Right? All of these irregularities are reflections of punctures that were there, and this is how the body defends, so to speak, against these punctures. And we know that if there's a scab that develops based on the puncture, that's not considered a proper closing up, and therefore it can still be a problem. So these tartibu, dismichi ladadi, leslu, b'dikusa, it's a simen of a complete puncture, and therefore it is a trefa. Chada umischazia kitarti, what happens if it's one? If it's one buoy, but it just looks like two, so you have to test if it's really one or not. If it's one, it will be okay. If it's two, it's a problem. So my sin in silva, one brings a thorn, ubaz inonlan, you puncture it, and you cut it open. E shafchin lahadadi, if it drains one to the other, so then chadahi v'ksheira is considered one, and then it will be kosher. V'ilo tarti ninu v'treif, and if not, it doesn't drain one to the other, it's considered two, so that's tarti buoy, desmichin lahadadi, and therefore it would be a problem. Good. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shechita, when he talks about this case of the bue in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Reya shenimsa bashtei ababuos smuchos, zulazu, trefa. Right? If there are two ababuos, these two bubbles-like parts that are trefa, shadavar karov harbe, sheish neke b'nehem. It's very probable, shahadavar karov harbe, and you can't be bodik them because it's not going to be visible. Look at the Kesef Mishnah right there. Zekarov lapirish Rashi. Right? That sounds like what Rashi, the Rashi that we just read. Meaning, it's a simen. These are a simen that there is a nekev there. The Kesef Mishnah creates quoting the Ran on our sugya. V'haran pireish tekiven smucha zu lazu mitoch shekol achas docheches es chaverta sofo shel ar hareya li nakev. V'hariyu ki'ilu nikev me'achshav. It's kind of the opposite. One is about what happened already. One is about what is going to happen. Rashi and the Rambam say that this trefa is a reflection of something that happened already. It's a nekev. There was a puncture here, and this is the body's way of defending against it and trying to help out the physical ailment of the body. But if you look on the Rani here, it's kind of the opposite. This is going to lead to a nekev. Sofa shel arayah li nakev v'hariyu ki'ilu nikev me'achshav. It's ki'ilu, it's already happened. So each one of them is a simon of a psul. The question is, did it happen yet or not? Right? You might say, oh, if it didn't happen yet, maybe if I check it, it didn't happen yet. No, we assume that this is an entity, a reality that is going to lead to it. And the Kesef Mishnah points out those two differences in terms of explaining the Gemara. Good. We continue with Yamar Rav. Rav has another statement relating to reyos and lungs, right? We started off a little bit at the end of yesterday's shir, right? We had a reya sheyavsha miksasa. These are all Rava. Reya the kaima gildi. If it has scabs, it depends on the color. So Yamar Rav, Rav continues. Hey, uni isle lareya. There are five lobes that the lung has. Apa, klape gavra, tlasa, miyamina, vitarti, mismala. Right, if one looks at the underside of the animal, klape gavra, right, if it's hanging, tlasa di miyamina, there are three on the right side, vitarti mismala, and two on the left side. Chasir o yatir o chalif, trefa. If it's missing, or if it has more, right, chasir o yaser, or chalif, or if the sides are switched, you got three on the two side and two on the three side, so all of those are simanim of a trefa. There is a interesting lashon of the Yamshel Shlomo, based on the Ramah. The Ramah first tells us. The Ramah tells us in Simin Lamed Hey. The Ramah says in Simin Lamed Hey, I wrote all the other volumes. Let me just read the Ramah. The Ramah in Yoredei Aleph. Paskins, what happens if there is other chilufim? As we'll see here, it talks about different ones on the side. What if some are bigger, some are smaller, and some of them are flipped? The big ones are on the small one side, the small ones are on the big one side. There's other flipping and switching going on. The Ramah says, in all those cases, that's also a trefa. Just like the Gemara here says, chalif, in terms of the ones that are on the right or the left, so too here. And the Ramah quotes that in Simen Lamed Hey, Sif Beis. The Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes our Gemara. Chamisha unei islareya. Tfasa miyamina v'trei mismala. Kshabei b'tzli b'raglea b'nei me'el klavei atabach. Shoz yimina behemav yimina tabach echad. V'chulu. And the Shulchan Aruch says, v'mchasra akas v'yamin o me'asmal. O shayu shnayim yamin v'shloshim me'asmal. Trefa. Then the Ramah says, tsuros ha'unos shal yamin einon domos l'shal smol. Right, the right and the left side is not only in terms of this number, but they also don't look the same. V'mnischalef, tsuros and trefa. Right? If they're switched, what they look like. Not in terms of the number, even. If the right, it looks like the left, looks like the right. V'chein k'she'una ha'emso'ez shala yamin gedola me'atachton ha'trefa. V'im ha'una shala smol el yona gedola me'unyo, all these different details, trefa. V'chein ha'uma shala yamin gedola me'shal smol, koze mikri chalif v'trefa. Right? The Ramah adds in a number of cases to the word chalif in our Gemara. Chalif, when it's flipped, so it doesn't only mean the two and the three, but it means many others. And the Yamshel Shlomo here on our Gemara quotes this and says, "Vitama ani masmach yeshlo be'elu achilufin ulahosef treifus al mashalohus karbat Talmud afilu beremes." Why is he adding on so many cases of treifus? Dalo kamar ela hey unye isli lereya tlasa bimin v'tarati b'smol aval kol hani chilukim man dekar shmayu sheinofel shem chiluf alayu. Who says that these are trefas? The Gemara doesn't mention it, and as we mentioned many times at the beginning of the Masechta, this doesn't only have to do with mitzius, what lives, what doesn't live, it's the Mesorah of trefas, that the eight categories, the 18, so says the Yamshel Shlomo, Bishlama Masha Amar Shema Onos Lamata Vumala Mala even though it never happens, says the Amshal Shlomo, Mikol Makom LaHagdol Torah Kasav. Fine, that's true, even though it's not, doesn't, never happens. If the big ones are where the small ones are supposed to be, and the small ones are where the big ones are supposed to be. V'yish lo sad v'masha kasav. It says, hey, unye isle l'reya, mashmak shabehim atzuli lefanav berag leha, v'chulu. And he continues. Avakoshar chilufin minolon, ve'einza ela hashchasas mamon shel Yisrael. This is bal tashchis. Hashchasas mamon shel Yisrael, what are you bringing in more treifus? And therefore, machlokas, whether this comes up, again, all the poskim knew exactly, right, all of these details. But again, he says, fine, you want to add a little bit, one that never comes up, but it's the halacha, fine. But that would be included in unya, in, chiluf, because that's a change of place. But a change of what they look like, and the size, so that should not be a trefa, machlokas, the Ramah, and the Amshal Shlomo. Again, a netiyah, the Amshal Shlomo is saying, don't add anything. The Ramah obviously also knows that. But maybe the Ramah feels that any chalif is included. Weiter. So Rava says any extra or missing is going to be a treifa. So who you say Rasa dasol lakame de mereimar? There was a case where there was an extra. There was an extra lobe. You say Rasa in a case of an animal and it was right in front of a meimar. Have Yosef Rav Acha Ababa. Rav Acha was sitting outside. He was sitting at the gate, sitting outside, and this questioner was going in, Amar, and coming out. Amalei, my Amalecha. No, what did Mereimar tell you? Amalei, Akshir Anilei. He was Makshir, even though it had an extra one. Amalei, so Rav Acha says, Hadar Ayla Kamei, go back inside. No, go tell it, go explain it to him again. Maybe he didn't understand your case, right? Because Rav Acha felt that he felt hard like Rava. Says, yeah, there's an extra one, it's puzzle. Go back inside. Amalei, so he goes back inside, and Amemar realized what happened, right, that he was sent back inside by Rav Acha, who's sitting outside. So Amemar says, Zil Amalei, Lamandi Yosef Ababa, go tell that man who's sitting outside on the gates, Les Hilch Zakavasi the Rava B'Yaseres. We don't pass on like Rava by Yaseres, right? We pass on like Rava, he says, by missing, but not by Yaseres, he says. Fine, so therefore, says, we paskin it by both. But he says we paskin it by lacking and by missing. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says this: Vim Chasra, the one that I just read, Vim Chasra Achas Mimin VaAchas Mismol, or switch Treifa. We don't paskin like Rava more and less, right? We only paskin less, and we paskin like Mereimar in the Shulchan Aruch. Hani Mili, and this is all. So it's Machlokas Amora. VaHani Mili DeKaima, which relates back, if the treifas are all based on halacha Moshe B'Sinai, this is another example of a machlokas about a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? What's included is yeser, right? Yo, yeser is kenotul dumbly in terms of other areas, hilchas ksiva sefer Torah and others, but here's a machlokas. So we'll have to relate to that Rambam that says that there's never a machlokas about dvarim hamukubalim mipnei Moshe Rabbeinu or halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Here seems to be another example. Again, it doesn't say beferish regarding all of them, but if you remember at the beginning, the Gemara uses the lashon of chesmine trefis ne'emru lo lamoshe misinai, mem gimel. So is there a chilek between that and halacha lamoshe misinai? Right, halacha lamoshe misinai doesn't always say that in the Gemara. Right, the Nitziv in the Kidmas Ha'emek points out that whenever it says the word gemiri, it does not mean that the Rambam holds that's halacha lamoshe misinai. Rashi and Tosfos hold that that's halacha lamoshe misinai. Often. But the Rambam often might say Gemiri just means a Vesora. So that doesn't have to fit into the rules of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But here, the Gemara itself said, back on Daf Mem Gimel, Ches Mine Trefis Ne'emru Lo Moshe B'Sinai. Unless the Rambam would say, the categories were set to Moshe B'Sinai. Right? Those eight categories, as we had the abbreviation, Don Chanak Nafash. But some of the details, maybe not. Maybe some of the details. Sometimes maybe you have a direct Halacha, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin. Right, but if it's just the general categories, maybe not. Okay, either way, the Rambam has to be worked out. Good. Continuing the Gemara. So we said, according to Mereimar, only if it's missing, but if it's more, it's not. V'hani mili dekaima bidara. But this is only that yaseres, an extra one is kosher, is if it fits into the row with the rest of the lobes. If it's all in a row and you have an extra one, so then it is okay, if it's kosher. Bidara de'une, avo bene bene trefa. But if it's between the rows, then it is a trefa also, I'll agree. Good. Ha'u beni beni das l'kami de Rav Ashi. There was a case that it was between the rows that came in front of Rav Ashi. So there, even Rav Acha agrees that it should be a problem. So it's over Rav Ashi l'mitrafei. Rav Ashi was going to make a treif. Amalei Rav Huna mar bar avya kalhani chivi bir yasa hachi yislahu. No, these wild animals that we have, that's what they have. That's normal. That's normal. That's not considered a problem, right? All of these wild animals, and therefore he said it is kasher. Vikarula tabache I nunisa devarda, and the butchers call it the rose lobe. That's what it looks like. It looks like a rose, right? So therefore, it's a little red. Rashi says al shem klishasa va'aduma, right? So therefore, it's not a problem because that is exactly how it's supposed to look. Just one more line, and then we'll come back to Tosfos. Vahani mili mi gavoy. And this is only okay and kosher if it is on the underside of the animal. Aval agaba, but on the dorsal side, on the spine side, afilu kitarfa da'asa trefa. Even like the leaf of a hadas is going to be a trefa. Okay, right? If it's even if it's very small. Tosfos here. This Tosfos is crucial. Many quote this Tosfos and the Yesod of Tosfos in many contexts. So again, we had a little discussion before of Heiner of Isay. So here we have another halachic discussion. Tosfos talks about on the bottom, right, all of these various types of trefos, right, like the Gemara here says, well, that's normal in our animals. So that's not a trefa. So Tosfos continues, and what about our animals? What if we find something in our animals? Tosfos says, fourth to last line, Venira. De ein raya mi behemos shalanu. De shema chalukos mi shelahem. Maybe they are different than their animals. Kita ashkachan beperek halokeach behema. Like you find it in Perek and Mesechas Bechoros. De para bashlosha sheyolda vadei lekoin. Ubehema shalanu yoldos lefamim bishana shnia. Right, talks about Bechor. How do you know if it's a Bechor, if the animal had a baby within a certain amount of time? Do you assume our animals are different? So we'll have to talk about that case. But what is Tosfos saying here? Doesn't use those words right here, but Tosfos is saying it could be that nishtanu ativim. Sometimes things change over time. Sometimes things change. Tosfos says Amad Debar Kapirish Rashi, but Tosfos says don't bring me any rayas from our animals, because it could be different. Again, many examples of this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Tes talks about the age that people usually have babies. Remember the days of Bathsheba and David that whole Gemara discusses. But in halacha, it comes up, the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Eben Ezer. Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes, and then we'll work backwards into the Rishonim. The Rama quotes in Kufnun Vav and Hilchas Yibum, Yesh Omrim, De bizman azeh, afilu lo nichnasa bechodesh hatashi rak yom echad milvad yom shenisabrbo havivlad kayama. Right? Famously, we know the Gemara talks about 8th month babies. 8th month babies aren't going to live, and 7th month is okay. 9th month. So what does that mean? So again, we're usually machmir la maisa in those cases, because nishtanu ativim. Because the later the baby is, the better chance there is of bar kayama. So the Rama talks about this in Hilchos Yibum. In terms of, right, we know if a woman is pregnant when her husband dies, then she has a baby. So then she's not going to be, zakuk liyibum. The Rama says, what you have to know if the baby was a viable baby. V'yeshomer, devizman hazeh, afilo nichasa b'chodesh atashi, rak yom echad, milvad yom shenisaber bo havivad kayama. V'yav agav da'amidim b'gemara, yoledes tashi, enu yoledes l'makutayin, Kfar tamu al zeh rabim. Sha chush machish zeh. Look around. Right? The chush machish, reality contradicts. Elish anu tzrichen lomar shachshav nishtanu ha'inyin. V'chein hu b'kam advarim. Right? And that's various different areas of halacha. It is changed. The Pesachim Shuvah says, look in Yerodea, look in Arachayim, look in all these places, many different cases where we say nishtanu ha'tivim. So Rama quotes that in terms of that, and what is the Rama? And what is the Vilna Gaon quote? With the source of the Rama, says the V'kav chuva v'kam advarim. The Gra quotes, K'mo shakasa tosas chulin mem zayin amad alf. Dibra maschol kol. Right? Tosas are tosas. That talks about that things, our animals can be different. V'nire de'ein raya v'chulu. He quotes that line. So, you have to know Shas with Tosfos by heart to know what the Gemara is talking about. He just says, look in Chulim Mem Zayin, V'nira Dein Raya V'chulu. Right, what's he, but, ain raya mea behema shalanu. Right, that's the line that he is talking about. And again, this is not the only place where we have Nishanu Ativim. Tosfos in Yuma, Tosfos in Moed Katan, right, in Moed Katan, Tosfos talks about a certain type of fish. Certain type of fish. The Kavra Samach Lemisracha, right before the fish becomes putrefied. So the Gemara says, oh, Ma'ali, it's very healthy. Says the Tosfos, Ubizman Azeh Tosfim Sakana Lemechal Samach Lemisrachon. Nowadays, it's dangerous to eat this type of fish that, like, right before it becomes, putrid. V'gam mishtei ala avua, d'amar b'samach l'mali, v'shema nishtanu, k'mo harefuos shebishas, she'enan tovas bizman hazeh. Tez Tosfos, maybe things have changed, our body, the fish has changed, maybe our bodies have changed just like all the medicines in the Talmud. She'enan tovas, we don't use those medicines bizman hazeh. Oshema naros de bavo malolotfei. Maybe the rivers of bavo, the water has changed, and therefore the fish are affected differently. Either way, that's Tosfos. Tosfos refers to a foolish of a Talmud, right? We know there's a cheirim hakadmonim. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it. Kiva Eger in Yerodea quotes the cheirim hakadmonim of the fact that we don't use medicines that are listed in the Talmud. Again, the Dafim in Meseches Avodah Zarah and the Dafim in Meseches Gittin, the two major places where you have a couple of Dafim of medicines that come up. So the Poskim say, it's not just a later Poskim, the Gaonim, already Bizmana Gaonim, they didn't live too long after the Gemara. The Gaonim already made Cherem that you're not allowed to use the medicines in the Gemara for various reasons. Number one, because we might not fully understand which materials and how much and how. Even if you want to say that maybe they would be effective today, but we can't because we don't know. Number one. And it could lead to thinking that the Gemara is not, saying the MS, whatever, making fun of the Gemara. But even if not, even if the medicines, we know exactly what the Gemara means, and even if maybe we could explain sometimes how it works, but nishtanu ativim. Maybe things have changed and our bodies have changed. Lamaisa, Cheir Bakadmonim, Kiva Eger, in Hilchas Rofe, Simin Shin Lamed Vav, in Yaradeya, right? Dine HaRofe, right? That's where the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama, Nitana HaTorah Rishus LaRofe LaRapo, so Mitzvahi. So Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch there quotes the Cheir Bakadmonim, but Maharil, it's also in the Yamshul Shlomo, on Chulin, but Maharil Blikutim, Omar Lanu Maharil, Kala Rafuel, Shebechola Talmud, Asur Lanaso, so some. Mishum de Ein Adam Yechola Amor Ali Karan. Vichi Lo Ya'alu Biadam, Yilagu, Vilaglagu, Al Direchachamim. Gonna make fun of the rabbis, right? Shinla Medvav in Yaradea. Milvad Madi Isa Beshabe, Sof Perak Bame Isha. Bemishi Ishlo Etzem Begrono, maybe Mioso Amin. Okay, maybe one exception to the rule. Says the Maharil. Ratzalar may also mean etzam yaniach lo akad kado v'yomer hachi. Okay, v'alachir zeh batuk menusa. So he quotes one of the incantations that is they use and it works. Lachin osa levade tiru v'lo l'shum echad yoser. Okay, that's the Maharil. V'risi b'sefer shoshani leket shakasav u'machve shematzasi shinui nuschos. He says mishenichnas. He quotes. They talk about this etzem begrona. That's the only one. But after all of that, says. Not allowed to use any of them. And the Marshal also quotes that, but again, based on Nishtanu Ativim, again, the Amshar Shlomo here in Chulin, in Parachas, Simin Yud Beis, he quotes the Cheirim HaKadmonim. Again, there's a lot more. There's a Trumas Hadeshen. What was the Trumas Hadeshen about? The Trumas Hadeshen was in Reish Ayin Aleph about cows. If you see a cow that is giving off milk, could you assume that it's had a baby? Or is it possible that a cow that never had an offspring yet could still produce a bechor? Right, that was the shiloh that was brought to the Trumas Hadeshen. Somebody bought a cow, and the goy who sold the cow said, this animal never had a baby yet. And why did the cow say that? Is it Mesiach Lefitumo? Are cows better if they never had a baby? But it was nursing. It was like giving off milk, even though it never had offspring. So could we assume that it's some animals are different. So Ein Lahater, even though the Gemara says, Cholevis will never be without having the offspring. Either way, that's the Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Again, and he quotes the line, Ein Nira Lahater Mei Aitayim Alechut Eklal Lismoch HaKiruseinu Shu Neged Kabbalah HaTalmud V'lomar Shenishtanu Bizmanenu. V'gamagaonim Shukasu Isser. Right again, in this context. So the context is about water, about people, about animals, that all different things, that things might have changed, and therefore, when it comes to physical issues relating to food, relating to realities of animals, so all of that, you know, one is for sure not makel based on what it says in the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Raphram. Says Raphram, now second line on top. Hai Reya Didamiela Ufta Trefa. If there's a lung that is like wood, Ufta. Right, where do we have Ufta in Chulin? A few weeks ago, the word ufta, I think we had it in Chulin, right? We said vava ufta when somebody wanted to say, what is that? So you already write a vav on a log. You can't see it because there's a lot of cracks in the log, the bump. See, so you're ufta, same word. Dami lufta trefa. So if it looks, it's like a trefa, if it's like wood. So in what way is it like wood? Iga da amre bechazusa. Some say it looks like it. Viga da amre begishta. It feels like it. It's hard. Iga da amre denaficha. It's bloated. Right, it's blown up. Rashi, na'ases levana kibaka'as. V'harnami b'chazusa. That's an example of chazusa. V'igadamre de'pechiza. Also, it's hard. V'igadamre de'shia. It's very smooth. De'les l'chituche de'une. It doesn't have the normal bumps that the lungs have. Again, any of these, Raphram says, makes the animal into a trefa. Amarava, what about a color? Different colors. Kikuchla kshera. Certain type of blue, kuchla, right, Rashi, lo yarok velo shachor, bakshera. That's okay. Kidiyuta, it's a type of dry ink, which is more of a blackish trefa, so that is a trefa. Why? Damar Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Chanina says, regarding colors of damnida. Shachar adam hu elishalaka. Black's gonna be a problem, right? We know red and pinkish and black is a problem, brown is not. As long as it's just brown. So that's what Rabbi Chanina says, Ragat Damnida. So we assume the same colors here, by animal blood as well. That black had been red. Yaroka Kshera. Yaroka, what's Yarok? So we translate Yarok as green. Sometimes in the Gemara it's a yellowish type of, color, but Yarok Kshera. Midi Rabbi Nasan. Aduma Kshera, Midi Rabbi Nasan. Right? Aduma, obviously, is Yerok is Ksher, but Aduma, as we'll see, what type of Adom, again, we translate Adom as red, but this Aduma is Ksher also, like Rabbi Nasan, because it's, as Rashi says, the Hadar Bari, because that's just a sign that it's going to get, better, and it is not Simen of a Trefa. Detanya, where did Rabbi Nasan say that these colors are okay? As follows. Detanya, Rabbi Nasan Omer. Some might be familiar with this story. It comes up elsewhere. Tanya Rabbi Nasan Omer. One time I was overseas. Basa isha achas lefanai. A woman comes in front of me. Shemala ben Arishon vames. Sheni vames. Right? She had her first son, or it doesn't say. She actually circumcised her first son. That's the language of the Gemara. Mala ben Arishon vames, and he died. Sheni vames, second one, and he died. So what happens? She had via telefonai. So she brought the third son in front of me. What am I supposed to do with this boy? Right? The first two sons died before, right after the bris milah. Re'isif shahaya adom. I saw that he was red. He was extra red. Amarti la, biti, hamtini lo, achiyiv la, bodamo. Wait a little bit. Right, wait a little bit before you do bris milah, because I see this is adom. But what does he see? That this adom is going to become healthy again. That's the raya by Trefus, that the color adom is going to become healthy again. Him tinalo, she waited. Umala osavachaya, payakara naso nasan ababli al shmo. Oh, because she was so excited that Rabbi Nasan had given her this psak to save the life of her child. So then, she called the son, Nasan Habavli. One story, right? Rashi says, Ham tinilo, de'en lechadavar ha'omei b'pnei pikuach nefesh. Right, because pikuach nefesh, even bris milah, as strong as bris milah is, right, pikuach nefesh is doche bris milah. Chutz mi'avodes kachavim v'gili arayis v'shvichas damim. Rashi feels the need to tell us, except for the big three, obviously, but everything else is pushed aside. We mentioned often the Maharal at the beginning of Pirkei Avos and the Derech Chaim, right? Why dafka those three? As Rashi quotes here, why dafka those three are Yehari Val Yavar? Out of all the Averish Batorah, Shabbos is also very chamor, and Dafka the opposite. V'chai b'hem v'losha yamas b'hem. Why only those three? So the Maharal, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, mentions, because those three are the exact opposites of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And the three Averis are undermining the pillars, and therefore, for sure, I can't violate and undermine a pillar of the world, because then there's no reason to exist, and therefore a person has to give their life for them. So the two out of the three, says the Maharal, are pretty straightforward. Avoda is Avoda Zara. and Shvichas Damim is Gemilos Chesed. But how is Torah opposite of Gili Arayas? So the Maharal there says, Torah is the most, well, let's say it the other way. Arayos is the most mundane, animalistic, earthly, physical pleasure that one can be involved in. Learning Torah is the most sublime, uplifted, heavenly, inspiring activity that one can be involved in. And that's how they're opposites. That's how they're undermining. So Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim are the opposites of Avoda Zara, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. And that's why there were three. There were three pillars. So therefore, there are three Averis that connect to these three pillars. So that's what Rashi says here. That's what he told her to wait, because this is not one of the three. And therefore, he saved her life. The life of the baby, excuse me. Vishuv pamachas. Also, halakti l'medinas kaputkia. I once came to kaputkia. Bas isha lefanai, shamala ben arishna v'meis, shedi v'meis. Same thing. Shlishi, havias lefanai, v'isi shahaya yarok. Right, I saw that he was green, if we translate that as green. But either way, the same two colors. The two colors that Rabbi Nosson says were kosher by Treifus. Hitatzdi bo, v'lohaya bo dam bris. So I looked. Haitzatzdi, right, a little bit interesting. Lashon, right, before it says Re'isiv Shahaya Edom. Hitzatzdi, maybe that means a little deeper looking. Right, Velohaya Bo Dambris. He didn't have a Dambris. There was also something wrong. He wasn't fully developed yet. Amarti Labiti, Hamtini Lo Chiipo Bodamo. Hamtini Lo Umalo So Vechaya Vayikarono So Nasan Abavli El Shmo. So there are little Nasans running around Kaputkia and running around Vekrachi Ayam because of these stories that showed that Rabbi Nosson holds that it's a temporary problem and therefore it is okay. Does this Gemara prove that you have to have Dam at a Bris? Right, what if you do bris mila and no dam? Right, that's a major discussion of the putting on some type of guard or a clamp. Right, the poskim say that clamps are not allowed because if there's no dam, so then that's a problem. One can have guards, protection of the aver, but again, to have clamps that totally block off circulation, right, that is a serious issue in the poskim. Tosfos here says in the tiny little Tosfos, shlishi avias alafanai. Nire de savar de mishrei zimni have chazaka. Karebi mita amar laamtini. So Tosfos says, it must be there. Rabbi Nosson holds like Rebbe. Machlokas, how many times is a chazaka? Two or three. So generally we pass in three. But Rabbi Nosson must hold like Rebbe because he says, even mishrei zimni have chazaka. It could be also, again, that many say that at least in terms of pikuach nefesh, we're machmer like Rebbe. Right, not that we always hold like Rebbe. Tosfos says here, near the Savard, Shrei Simni Havei Chazaka, always. But look at the other Rishonim, right, it's not so clear. It could be that, generally, we might hold three as a Chazaka. But when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, by Katlonis, by Bris Mila, then we're Machmir, like Rebbe, because when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, we are Machmir for that. Good. Talking about, no blood. I'm saying if we're machmir for what even the, I'm saying we're machmir, not to do it now, but he knew that if you wait, then it's not going to be a suffix anymore. That was his case. It wasn't going to be a suffix. He knew, right? He was a doctor. Right? You can't be extra machmir. It's bris mila. You want to leave him an RL if it's not even a suffix.
Maybe
it's over that it's three. Right. So it's not, 100%. Not 100%. If you look in the Nishmat Avraham, Nishmas Avraham, here in Hilchas Mila, in Reish Sama Gimel, he discusses hemophilia, right, which seems to be that this is what this baby had, and he discussed that at Bisman Hazeh, Baruch Hashem, we have ability to protect against it, at least on a temporary basis, in order to allow the baby to have the Mila. I'm reading the English one. The blood and effect in males cannot clot normally, and therefore bleeding will continue and reach life-threatening proportions. The Chulu. And we could give a certain drug beforehand. The injections are given twice a day for at least 3 days after the bris. Insertion of a catheter, v'chulu. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman told me that it would be permissible to circumcise such a baby. And that's what, right, as long as the baby does not bleed unnaturally, after this, then he's not considered ill. What happens if the baby has an allergic reaction to the injected material? That's meant to prevent hemophilia. If Shlomo Zalman said, it would be usher ever to circumcise him. Ever to circumcise him because you see already what's supposed to be the protection is giving him an allergic reaction. So again, he's potter. He's anus. Right? And then we wouldn't, try any more. What about laser? That's a big discussion in the postgame. What about a laser, right? If you know hemophilia, so a laser could helpfully remove the arla without, right? You get the result without the maisa. So is that a bris mila? Is that something you have to do? Is that something you're not allowed to do? Right? So this is a discussion the poskim had a number of years ago. Quotes from the Minchas Yitzchak, that there is no greater pressing situation than leaving him uncircumcised all his life. Surely in such a situation, it should be permissible to excise the foreskin using a laser beam. And although there would be no bleeding whatsoever, he would be completely circumcised. The question is, do you have to do this or not? Maybe there are some poskim that say, no, Yidavka needs some type of knife, not any other type of instrument. So we must therefore say Chazal preferred that he remain uncircumcised rather than change the way the mitzvah is halachically performed. And he finally quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who says, a laser must not be used for a bris, since the person wielding the beam does not himself cut the foreskin, but merely guides the beam over the line that he wishes to cut. It's the laser beam that does the cutting. It's not the gavra. And therefore he assumes not. Either way, this is a discussion of the case. There are other poskim I've heard from them that they say you do it without a bracha, but again, it's no danger and it could leave him. The question is lamaisa bizman hazeh, how much afkamina is there? He's not eating truma, he's not doing the avoda, right? An RL could do it, not eating karam pesach, so he's almost lechola de lechola halachas, he could fulfill. Okay, bizman mikdash, we'll have to figure it out. Weiter, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar of Kahana, Kikavda Kishera. If it looks like a liver, if the lung looks like the liver, Kshera. Kipsara Trefa. But if it looks like other flesh of the body, so then it is a Trefa, that is a Maka. That is a Maka. Visimaneich, and how do you remember which is which? Ubasar Basadeh Trefa. Right, if it looks like Basar, it's a Trefa. Amar of Sama Brederava, Hai Rea Dadamya Kikshusa. If it looks like Shusa, hops, right, they make beer. Ukemark, Morika, Saffron, it could go in Biasa, like the yellow of an egg, Trefa. Ella, the Yeroka, the Kshera Hechidamya. So what about the Yeroka that we just said from Nasa that is Kasher? Kikarsi. That's like when a leek. Right? If it looks very green, so then it is kosher. Amravina atum bereya. What if there is a clogged lung? So mycina and sakina, the karina la. You bring a knife and you cut it. Right? We have this already also. E is ba mugla. So if this pus that comes out, vadi machmas mugla hu vikshera. So then we assume it came from the pus, there's nothing external that created the clog, and therefore it's kosher. The lo mosfina lagatva, and if not, then you put a layer on the opposite side of the blockage. Gatva, a feather, a roka, or some type of saliva. O imavatsbisa, if it flutters around, right, then you see air comes through. Kshera, then air gets in. Vilo trefa, and if not, it's a real blockage and it's a trefa. Amar Rav Yosef krum shalomachmas maka bereya eno krum. As we have said, if you have a type of scab that develops because of the maka, it's not called a closure, and therefore the animal will still be a trefa. Amar Rav Yosef hayreya da avsha. Rav Yosef says, right, we had this on 2 days ago's daf. Hareya da'afsha, if you hear a hissing sound, some type of blowing sound, you hear air. Iya dinan hecha da'afsha, if you know where the air is coming from. Manchina le gadfa o gila o roka. So you put something on it. Ima vatsbisa trefa. So here, the opposite. If it flutters, so then you're trefa, because you know there's a hole. V'ilo kshera, and if not, it is kasha. V'ilo yadina la, if you don't know where, you can't figure out where the hissing is coming from. Maisi mishichusa demaya pshure. You bring a bowl of lukewarm water. Omosina labagava. And you put it with it. You want to see what happens as it is underwater. Bechamimi lo, the kabzi. You can't put it in boiling hot water because it'll shrivel up. Bekarimi lo, demitarshi. Right? You can't put it in, too cold water because it'll get too hard. Right, trushim or rocks. Elabatkinala bipshore in lukewarm water. Imevats vitsa trefa vilog shera. See what happens with the air. Tata inkiv ila lo inkiv. Right, and if not, it's kshera. And why is it shera? Because you assume that the lower one got a hole, but not the upper one. Vahaita avshazika debene benehu. And there's some air that you hear hissing in between, but it's still a kshera. Amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rea shenishbacha kaketon. If there is a lung that the whole inside has liquefied, so it pours into each other. The inside. Kshera, it's still okay. Alma ksavar, chisaron mibifnim lo shmei chisaron. If it's all intact on the outside, then inside, even if it's missing and lacking something, it is not a problem. Eisvei Rabbi Abba Le'ula, is that really true? Harei shenikva osha chasera. Right? One of the psulim that we have was a rea that's missing or has puncture. So my chaser, what does it mean missing? Ilema mi bachutz hainu nikva, right? That means it has a hole. So elala mi bifnim. So doesn't chisaron mean from the inside? Vishramina chisaron bifnim shmei chisaron, right? That'd be shmei chisaron against Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if it's liquefied from inside, it's okay. Lo, lo'olam mi bachutz. Really, both nikev and chisaron are talking about mi bachutz. Ah, the ka'amrit hainu nikva. Isn't it the same thing as nikva? Lo tzricha l'Rabbi Shimon. Maybe it's only nikva Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that is more makel. Damar chitinaki of the basis of ponos. Rabbi Shimon says the hole has to go all the way through for it to be upsul, to be a trefa, hani mili nekav t'les b'chisaron. So that's only if there's no substance missing. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. You have to have the hole all the way through. Avol nekev this v'chisaron afil Rabbi Shimon moda. But if there's a chisaron, then even Rabbi Shimon would be moda that it would be a problem. And that's that extra line of reisha nikva o chasera. It's talking about an external, but it's talking about according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Let's stop here because we're going to talk about a story, starting with Rabbi Hananya, and we will continue. Again, today's daf was sponsored by the Mizell's family, by David and Fagi Mizell's, in honor of their daughter Dvorah's wedding today to Ethan Rosenberg of Wesley Hills, by the Bizocha to build a bias Ne'eman B'Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.